Hello, welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 331. I'm your host, Jermell Crothers. Mondays with Mello, and it's time to talk about health is wealth. Because today's podcast is really important to me, and it's for a good reason. The focus in our daily lives should be on our health, which is mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Now, if one of the four is not good, then we need to figure out how to make sure we solve that problem. Now, eating right is imperative, and while we all have our guilty foods that we eat, for me, it is cookies, we need to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves the right way. To share some points of my life, I have had a few family members who dealt with heart issues and a few other ailments. High blood pressure is part of my family, diabetes is part of my family, and I, you know, like I just mentioned, heart disease is part of my family. And and there are other things too, but those are the main three. And it's why it's important that we eat right, exercise, get sunlight daily, move our bodies, get our blood flowing. 2020 was a year where a lot of us became confined to our homes. You know, we worked, ate, and did everything there. We didn't get outside enough. We didn't exercise, move our bodies. You know, gyms were closed. So a lot of us didn't really work out at home. Now, the next aspect of this is that we're allowed to control our minds. The news, media, negativity, it all affects our spirits. And while it's great to talk about eating right and exercising, that's a quarter of the battle to being fully healthy. Now, being mentally healthy is imperative too, and we have to be mindful of that. Negativity keeps us in a down state of insecurity, uncomfort, and uncertainty in all aspects of our lives. So, let's try our best to manage our mental health and how we deal with that on a day-to-day basis. Now, I'm a transparent guy, and you all know that I, experienced, depression and, dealing with anxiety, things like that. And I had to, get the help that I needed in 2020. And I would say that it was very beneficial and very helpful. And I'm still on a journey of always making sure that I keep my mind right and my mental space really good. And part of that is having the right people around you, whether it's family members, friends, coworkers, acquaintances, whoever you're close to, it's keeping those people around you that help you get through what you need to get through. And when I went through my mental, health struggles and, being, down in the dumps, I'm going to honestly say the five most important people in my life were there for me, right? My mom, my aunt, my three best friends. And I will say that they helped me really get better. And it wasn't just the therapy, but it was also them checking on me to make sure that I am good and that I am okay. And it helped me to get to a place where I was able to move across the country and move to Phoenix, Arizona, and live the way I'm living now. Now, I go through my share of things still, but it's not as intense as it was when I was living in New York. Now let's jump into the spiritual part of it. And that's the inner core of us and how we deal with and manage our day-to-day lives. And depending on your environment and how you live will surely determine how you deal with the day-to-day of your life. Now, you can feel great, eat great, but if your spirit and your soul isn't in a good place, we tend to really get down on ourselves. And spiritually, we can hide that component of us, but deep inside, we really know the truth of who we are. And how we deal with our emotions will always determine the rest of things. And if you're not emotionally good, that affects your mind, your heart, your soul, and the rest of your body. And your emotions can contribute to headaches, stress, high blood pressure, heart issues, gut issues, and plenty of other things, which is why I am big on making sure your mental health is on point. I'll give you another example of how much your body organs are connected to each other, how your blood flow works within your body. At some point in my 20s, I don't remember exactly when, but I was experiencing a lot of headaches. And there are different types of headaches, but I was experiencing tension headaches, which is a certain spot or area within your head where you're dealing with it, right? So I was dealing with it in the back left side of my head, right? And I was dealing with it for quite some time. And I went to my doctor and I got myself, you know, checked out, whatever the case is. But also with that came me having stomach issues. So that's where I ended up having to go see a gastroenterologist. They basically focus on your gut, your intestines, your stomach, your digestive, you know, things, all that. That's where the connection of me having headaches was affecting my eating, which was affecting my stomach, which means I couldn't really hold food very well. And that's where my mental health was affecting me physically, right? This is why I'm saying that these four components of being good mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and physically all come into play. So if you're dealing with headaches, it can affect your heart rate, it can affect your blood flow, it can affect your stomach, it can affect your kidneys, your liver, whatever it is, right? When you're stressed, depending on what kind of stress you're dealing with, it's going to affect different body parts and affect different body organs. So this is why health is wealth, but it's not always just eating and exercising right. And that's what's being pushed all the time, where there's nothing wrong with that. That's great. But we've also got to be good mentally and spiritually. And that is where we lose out on, being the best versions of ourselves, right? So what I need you to do is to please take the time to focus on all four components of your health. And I mean that with all my heart. Because I've been through, a few experiences in my life. I've seen, friends go through certain things. I've seen family members go through things. And at the end of the day, you've got to make sure that you are good first before you can make sure and, that everyone else is good. Now, if you're in a space where you're a main caretaker for our family member or things like that, I understand that, there's a lot of pressures of dealing with that. But you've got to find the balance, because while you're taking care of that family member or friend or whoever it is, you may be losing out on yourself and you may be putting a lot of pressure on your body, and it's taking a toll on your mind, your body, your heart, your spirit, your soul, all of that stuff. Remember, this life is all about energy transfer. So what you emit is what people will receive. And if people know you well, they're going to know that something's not right or something is wrong, right? I will say that the beauty of the relationship I have with my mom, a lot of times, like depending on, our tone of voice when we first start speaking on the phone in the morning or throughout the day, we will know that something is up or something is wrong or, things of that nature. And that's where you have to develop a relationships with people to where you understand and know how they're feeling, what they're going through, and creating an openness to where, you know, you can have these conversations with people, right? I am guilty of eating like the, you know, bagged popcorn from time to time and eating cookies and all that stuff. But I do make sure that I have plenty of fruit, bananas, blueberries, strawberries, pineapples, and apples. Those are my five main ones that I have. From time to time, I get oranges. From time to time, I eat grapefruit. And I try to make sure I variate it and mix it up. So let's make sure that we keep ourselves balanced with our lives, with what we eat, what we think about, how we, you know, go about our daily lives, and trying to keep negativity away from us as best as possible. It's not easy, depending on the environment you live in, depending on the people that you have in your life. So with that said, that's my podcast for today. Don't forget the website, theaquariummindpodcast.com. You can also follow me on other social media platforms. Instagram is AquariumMello, and that is the same name on TikTok. Have a good week, everyone. Stay tuned for Motivation and Inspiration on Wednesday and Book Insight Friday. Be good and go accomplish your goals.